This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The American Farm Bureau Federation for Agriculture has launched the Best of Ag Literacy online database, which will include more than 200 publicly submitted tools and resources tailored to multiple grade levels to improve students' understanding of agriculture. Users can review and download the resources for free and also interact with other users to share feedback and implementation of strategies. The site and resources are made possible with the support of DuPont Pioneer. Anyone may submit resources for consideration for this year by February 13th. To do so, you can email educationdirector@fb.org. For a look at the grain markets following USDA's January report, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, USDA hit the reset button on Monday with its January crop report, and so now we're trying to readjust to what that means. We saw a big sell-off in soybeans when traders were disappointed that USDA didn't do more to reduce stocks and, in fact, increase the yield on soybeans. And with the big South American crop coming, a lot of traders wanted to get out and go short. Some of them are bouncing back in today. We're getting a little bit of a buying in there as the lead March contract has bounced off the 100-day moving average. I still don't feel very good about it, though. Wheat, we're getting a similar type of a technical bounce after having a down day after USDA raised current year wheat stocks and cut feed usage by 30 million bushels. But here again, a technical bounce. Corn is trying to add to Monday's modest gains. We saw USDA cut ending stocks a little bit more than anticipated, but I'm really not that optimistic about corn because I think soybeans are really in danger of having a bigger drop, and if so, I think it'll pull corn down with it. And frankly, 1.877 billion bushels of corn is still a lot of corn. And right now, things look pretty good for yields in South America as well.
Now, many people were feeling rather uncertain about the January crop report before it came out. How do you think people feel about the report now that they've seen it?
Well, you're exactly right in your comment about uncertainty. This report probably had more uncertainty surrounding it than any USDA report we've had in many, many years. We survived through it pretty well. I think one of the things we did is we finally put to bed the speculation that USDA was overestimated planted acres. Yes, it did reduce corn and soybean acres modestly. Did not reduce corn harvested acres at all, and certainly not the scope of the reduced acres that many people are arguing should be justified. I think there was other reasons for why the FSA numbers lagged behind the USDA NAS is something we were arguing all along. There were other reasons for that. So we finally put that to bed. Overall, I think the trade feels pretty good about the numbers they got. They were hoping for a bullish report, largely based on reduced acreage, and not that they expected it, but they were hoping. But unfortunately, that had them leaning the wrong way, particularly in the soybean market. And now this is the new foundation that we have going forward. This report is the filter through which we will look at South American weather. It's the filter through which we will look at the spring planting intention. So it becomes the foundation, the base now for interpreting fundamental data for the next several months or more in how the market should respond.
So a very, very important report going forward from here.
Absolutely. Now the question is how far will we be able to, will soybean prices fall as the South American harvest hit? And that'll have big implications for the rest of the complex.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. As with every year, many people had 2015 New Year's resolutions to get healthy. I spoke with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council on how to stay true to these resolutions.
You know, it is important to focus on health, and I think one of some simple tips that we can all do is to focus a little bit more on the foods that we can eat to be healthy rather than maybe the foods that, you know, people oftentimes focus on, you know, I can't eat this, I can't add that. So what we want to do is focus on the nutrient-rich foods. We want to make sure we get plenty of dairy, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains in our diet. We can also do something like eat breakfast on a daily basis. That is so important. And, of course, working for the Dairy Council, we always want to stress the fact that it is important to get 3 servings of dairy every single day. That can be milk, yogurt, or cheese. Dairy foods do provide a powerful nutrient-rich package, calcium, vitamin D, and other essential nutrients that we need for stronger bones and healthier bodies.
And I know that some of the challenges that people face when looking at healthier foods is they may get a little bored with some of the foods they just see on the shelf. You know, they see the typical apples and oranges out for fruit. Milk could always go with a little spicing up. So do you have anything that you would encourage families to do to try to get more nutrient-rich foods?
Well, absolutely. It is important to try new and different things, you know, so maybe this year make it a goal to try something out of the ordinary, maybe something a little bit different each week. Try something like arugula, which is a type of lettuce that's a little bit spicy. Or if you haven't had lentils before, maybe you can try those in a soup. Even in the dairy aisle, you know, if you haven't used ricotta cheese, you can try something like that. That is great, especially I think most people think of that when they make lasagna, but you can also use it to make a spread for crackers. And as far as different fruits or vegetables, if you haven't ever tried a kiwi fruit, maybe try that. Or, you know, even something like an avocado. It's a little bit different, and I think that makes it fun and interesting. And you can also do the same type of thing for different types of breads and pastas. Some other things you can do for being healthy is, you know, just switch out the soda and have some low-fat milk instead. That'll give you so many more nutrients, and then also we want to snack on nutrient-rich foods as well. But I do think it's fun to try new and different things.
And then branching out into eating outside of the home, going out to eat at restaurants or even just snacking at movie theaters and things, especially for young or single people, they go out to eat a whole lot. So how can people try to be healthier when they're going out?
Well, of course, the great thing is that there are healthier options out there, so take a look at that. You know, one of the top food trends for 2014 was really focusing on kids' meals, making sure that they are healthier. So watch for more things like apples, yogurts, and even baked fries in restaurants. And I saw one of the restaurants is also adding little cuties as a possibility for a side. The other thing we can do that's going to be new in 2015 is that there is a new requirement, especially for chain restaurants that have more than 20 plus restaurants, and even in movie theaters and pizza parlors. We will have the calorie information that will be posted on the menu. So that's definitely something you can look at to help you make decisions. And you know, if you see that there's an item that you're going to eat and it has a lot of calories, one of the things I always recommend is just think of a smaller portion. Just cut that serving size in half and go ahead and take the remainder home with you to eat the next day or later that night. So there are lots of options out there that we can try at even at the restaurants and even at the movie parlors. Now the popcorn will have the calorie information there, so we'll know exactly how many calories are in that bucket of popcorn that we're eating.
Again, that was Joyce Vickery with the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.